Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Friends of the Earth Netherlands has presented Shell with a court summons to stop its destruction of the climate. Interview with Roger Cox, lawyer leading the case to stop Shell. Shell is one of the biggest climate polluters in the world. On April the 5th, Friends of the Earth Netherlands is issuing a writ of summons to Shell. This international company has known about the severity of climate change and the impacts of oil drilling for years, but has not only misled the public on the issue, it continues drilling for oil. In Nigeria, Shell continues to leave a trail of oil spills, gas flaring, water contamination, human rights abuses and destruction. To stop Shell from wrecking the climate, Friends of the Earth Netherlands Milieu Defensie is taking Shell to court. Roger Cox, the lawyer representing Friends of the Earth Netherlands Milieu Defensie and co-plaintiffs in the climate case against Shell, explained the importance of this issue to Real World Radio.
What we're doing at the 5th of April is issuing a writ of summons to the headquarters of the Shell company. This is a particular unique case because what we're seeking here is a prevention of future climate harm instead of looking for financial compensations for losses that have already occurred.
In April 2018, Friends of the Earth Netherlands sent a notice of liability to Royal Dutch Shell PLC, the head company of the Shell Group. Milieu Defensie stated that Shell should reduce its oil and gas activities in the next couple of decades in order to help prevent dangerous climate change and thus start acting in line with the goal of the Paris Agreement to avoid dangerous climate change.
The response of Shell has been to that specific notice of liability that Shell does not accept liability for its actions. Shell has more or less stated that it feels that it is doing enough at this particular time in relation to climate change and that it cannot do more unless there is global legislation that will force Shell into further climate action. Since this legislation is thus far lacking, they feel that they have the freedom to continue their business as they are doing right now, meaning, amongst others, to still focus the next couple of decades on oil and gas exploration. After receiving that response from Shell, we decided to move on and started drafting a writ of summons to start legal proceedings against Royal Dutch Shell. And we've been busy in the last drafting that particular writ of summons in cooperation with scientists and others. This year, so 5th of April 2019, we will be issuing this writ of summons to Shell and taking them to court.
Should Shell be worried?
We feel that we have a good chance of also getting an order from the court that will force Shell into more climate action as well.
Do you think you can win?
Yes, for sure. We do feel that we can win. When we started the case against the Dutch government, most lawyers also stated that that was not a possibility, and we pulled that off, and we were very confident that we could win at that particular case. And the same feeling we do have with this case as well. We think we have a strong and solid legal basis to claim what we're claiming from Shell. And we also think that the spirit of the time is changing a bit. More and more people understand, and also lawyers, how grave the danger of climate change is becoming. And the same goes for judges. We also feel that the time is now to make these changes and use the law as an instrument and as a tool to accelerate the energy transition and to help achieve the Paris goal. So yes, we're feeling very confident, and we do think that we have a very solid case to make.
One of Shell's responses might be that this is the responsibility of consumers and governments, not companies.
Obviously, we do have some sort of responsibility, but we have to make a distinction between a moral responsibility here and a legal responsibility. The fact of the matter is that you and I are only very small pieces in this complex puzzle, and our contributions, our CO2 footprint, is in absolute terms a very small contribution to the worldwide emissions. On the other hand, a company like Shell, for instance, has historically speaking contributed about 2% of all global emissions, CO2 emissions, by its activities and the products that it has sold in the last 120 years or so. It has contributed about 2% of all CO2 emissions in the world, which is quite a substantial percentage. And from a legal perspective, that is a very important point to make, because once, at least in the Dutch legal system, it is the case that once you your contribution to a problem is not negligible. And in the case against the Dutch state, we have learned that a 0.5% contribution to worldwide emissions is not negligible according to Dutch law. And the emissions that are contributed to Shell's activities are not 0.5, but are 2% of global emissions. So it's four times as much. So we feel that this difference between the consumer with this very, very small absolute contribution and Shell's contribution of 2% worldwide is a very important distinction to make, that makes that Shell's activities do have legal relevance, and the activities of an individual consumer do not have legal relevance. Every citizen, governmental organization, or company for that matter, has a duty of care to fulfill in our Dutch legal system. And this means, in effect, that nobody in this country is allowed to create danger for others if this particular danger can be avoided. And Shell can obviously transform to another energy company than a fossil fuel company. So it's not obliged to continue to be a fossil fuel company in decades to come, or for eternity for that matter. It can change. So it has the option to stop contributing to this grave danger of dangerous climate change.
What will happen if you win this case against Shell?
I think that at that point we will have a unique case. The case as such is unique because we are seeking preventive action from Shell. The goal of the Paris Agreement is obviously to avoid dangerous climate change, meaning that we should aim for a global warming that will be limited to 1.5 degrees Celsius at most. That's our basic premise, and best available science tells us. So the uniqueness of the case would be that a court order would mean that Shell, as one of the largest multinational corporations in the world, would be legally obligated to change its business operations.
Climate litigation is a recent phenomenon, and this is a landmark case in this respect. It is the first case we know of that seeks preventive action from a company over climate change. Is climate litigation a tool for real change?
Yeah, we certainly feel that this kind of legal cases are a very instrumental tool to accelerate the energy transition within the Netherlands, at least. And it also will obviously also have an effect on other companies and other countries. We've seen with the successful case against the Dutch government that a lot more NGOs and people around the world have instigated climate-related proceedings against their own governments, meaning in their countries. So there's a lot more climate cases going on right now in the world after the successful verdict in 2015 in the Netherlands. And we're seeking the same sort of response when we would be successful in our case against Royal Dutch Shell. We also expect that that would have a reflex effect on other fossil fuel companies, raising the pressure on them to change and start acting in accordance with the Paris Agreement. So obviously we feel that this would be a very good tool to build up more pressure on businesses like companies like Shell to transform and accelerate the energy transition. Another point that we're making in this legal case is that the consequences of a global warming that will exceed 1.5 or 2 degrees will be so severe that it will constitute human rights infringements on a global scale. And that's one of the reasons why we expect that courts would like to look into this matter and hopefully come to the conclusion that it is not allowed for companies like Shell to continue business as usual in a way, and therefore creating this great danger of human rights infringement later in the century.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications. By Fowai.